put a couple ice cubes in there.
You got it.
I'm gonna need a little hot blue Kool-Aid to wash this fish dinner down Sunday. As the Dolphins visit Detroit. You know I'm riding that bus. I'm driving it now. I'm giving up the 2.5, and I'm taking Honolulu Blue.
Time for Picks of the Week with Big Mike. Mike, what's happening? It's the Halloween
edition. Halloween edition of Picks of the Week.
Beautiful.
My little goblin.
We love that.
How are you, big boy?
I'm hanging in there.
Hey, let me get a couple of PSAs out.
Okay.
A couple of public announcements here. First one is, this weekend we turn our clocks back. Yeah. We're too old to get paydays anyways, ain't we? Last week, pay attention to this. 6-2 in college to get me to 33-31. Pros, 7-3. That's a little, I think, for you that you didn't bode very well. puts me at 28-31. Rattler, I took Utah against USC. I told you it was a trap game, and they trapped me. Drafted me to 2-7. Pick of the week, I did come back with the one that you thought the bubble would burst, Carolina. That puts me at 3-6. Frosties, you got 4. To get 39.
Ouch.
I made my little charge. I picked up 10 to tie at 39. Ouch. So, are you sitting down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As windy as it is, I hope you got them eyebrows groomed real nice today.
Oh, they are.
Let's start off with MSU and that team down south in the Horseshoe. They have bye weeks this week. So, having said that, tonight, West Virginia visits TCU. I like TCU. I'll give up to 13.5.
I'll take West Virginia.
You got them.
With the 13.5.
Also tonight, the Battle of the State of Michigan. Yeah, that's right. Them Broncos of Western Michigan visit the Hurons of Eastern Michigan. I can't see anything near pretty about this.
No.
I'll give up the 18.5. I'll take the Broncos from Western Michigan.
Go Broncos.
Saturday, Maryland visits Iowa. I like the Hawkeyes at home. It's a big juice to give up. I'm giving up the 16.5.
Well, I'll take the points.
You got them.
I'll take those points.
Florida hosts Georgia Saturday. 2.5-point favorite for Florida at home. That's good enough for me. I'll take the Gators.
Give me them dogs.
You want them dogs? You got them dogs.
Give me them dogs.
Knocked it down. Saucers into Temple. That's 7-0 undefeated. Temple.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's giving up 9.5. Put Temple down for 7-1. I like Notre Dame.
I like Notre Dame also there.
Alrighty. The Fighting Illini visit Penn State. I don't know why, but I like Penn State home -5.5.
I'll take Illinois. What the heck?
What the heck? For entertainment purposes only.
Only entertainment purposes.
Correct. Hey, do you know how to get to Memphis?
Is it through Houston?
No, you gotta get in. You gotta take that 2-lane to get to Memphis.
Oh, okay.
2-lane visits Memphis. I like Elvis and the kids down there in Memphis. I'm gonna give up a soft 29.5, my friend.
29. But Memphis is, they're pretty good.
I believe they're undefeated.
Yeah, they are. I'll stick with Memphis.
All righty. Wrapping up the college, Michigan visits Minnesota. Minnesota made a little news yesterday with Jerry Kill announcing that he is done due to health reasons and so on. Probably a pretty smart move on his behalf. Mm-hmm. Always a good ball game here or there. Minnie's getting 14.5. I think the Wolves can win, but I don't think they can cover. I'm taking the juice in Minnesota.
14.5? Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I love the points there.
Yeah, they must think Michigan's really mad from that debacle from last week. So
that's too many.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Did you say too many? also tonight, the big boys. Miami visits the Brady Bunch. Miami's on a roll, winning two games since they got rid of Philbin, but you're looking at the two teams of, what, Tennessee and what was the other one? Slips my mind, not too well of a team. Anyways, Brady Bunch giving up 7.5. I like New England at home.
Yeah, you got to love New England there.
Cincinnati visits Pittsburgh. Will we or will we not see Big Ben?
No.
I don't think it's going to matter. I like the Red Baron in Cincinnati. I'll give up the 1.5.
That is a must win for Pitt. I'll take Pitt.
You got him.
Thank you.
Arizona visits the Brownies down in Cleveland. I'm going to take Arizona. I'm going to give up the 4.5, Greg.
I'm right with you there, big guy.
Alrighty.
Arizona.
Hey, how about the New York Jets? They're going in. Talk about a place to be on Halloween. They're going to Oakland.
Ah, good stuff.
Oh, it's Halloween every day in Oakland. I'm giving up the 1.5. I'm taking the Jets.
I'll take the Raiders.
The Raiders. San Francisco visits your old stomping ground. St. Louis. They're going into St. Louis. I like St. Louis's defense. I'll give up the 7.5. I'll take St. Louis at home.
I'll take the points.
You got them. Monday night. Oh, boy. I don't know which team's worse. Is it Indy? Is it Baltimore? Or is it my boys? Well, here's one of them. Indy goes into Carolina. I think we can chalk up another win for Carolina. Only giving up 6.5. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers against Indy.
I'll take Indy. They have to win.
Okay. My Ramblers this week.
Yes.
We're going across the pond, my friend, to have a cup of tea and a couple of crumpets, if you don't mind.
Beautiful.
I've already got this marked, so... no tough decision for me, from you. The Lions in Kansas City. This is a 9:30 start. Basically, with these teams, I don't know if you want to call it a football game or call it a scrimmage, but Lions got that new offensive coordinator. What's his name? Jack O'Lantern playing on Halloween?
Jim Bob Cooter.
No different than Jack O'Lantern. they're giving the Lions 4.5. I look for Stafford to probably air it out a lot more like the old days. So, what the hey, if we can get it to 2-6 before the break,
no.
We'll be well on our way, my friend.
Never. Go Chiefs.
I've already got you marked.
Go Chiefs.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Those Packers go into Mile High to visit Peyton Manning and the Broncos in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
This is only a 2.5-point gap. Green wow. Bay's given.
Ouch.
I think that's pretty much a given. I like the Pack for my pick of the week, giving up the 2.5.
Yeah, Denver offense has really struggled.
Yeah, I look for them to start folding up 10 here pretty quick myself.
I like the Pack all the way there.
Yeah, I think Pack and Pack's going to be tough to beat unless our boys get re-energized and can knock them off twice. But I'm just don't laugh. I'm just talking out loud. You needed a chuckle today to get your day started anyway.
I really did.
Let me take a peek. Yeah, that's a wrap, my friend.
Man.
Peace.
Picks of the week. Jim Bob Cooter. Running.